I got a hold of that Anderson in Arizona, finally. In fact, I talked to him less than a half hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Tell me what you got.
Okay, well, considering the fact that this guy is missing party's brother or stepbrother, whatever it is, it gave me a pretty good rundown on his background. Now, they were involved in a group of seven people, and they were up in the woods apparently thinning timber and working some kind of forestry project. And they had worked a little extra late that night because they had ideal weather, and they were when they were coming home, that's when the incident occurred. But all of these people, or the majority, at least four, he knew real well. And he said that he could vouch for their backgrounds. And he said that his brother had, he was just too smart of an individual to pull off a crazy thing like this. I guess he'd got a very high IQ. And he said there were several teams that went in there, civilian teams that went in to do a little investigating, not much, very tinker toy type stuff. I mean, they didn't even have instruments for taking readings. In fact, the police didn't get in there to take Geiger counter readings until his brother just almost tore the place down. And they found very little radiation. And then another private party went in with Geiger counter, and he said he found slightly above normal radiation. But no one took any soil samples or rock samples or anything like that. So what it amounts to right now, there has been no intensive investigation, scientific investigation, and everybody seems to be waiting for this lie detector test tomorrow before they reach any conclusions.
Okay, APRO from Tucson is supposed to be there right now, according to this McDonald I talked from Holbrook.
Uh-huh.
Investigating what they're doing. He has any idea. Whatever they do, he says. Okay, now here's a story I got. Now, these guys were down there and working for something or other, doing thinning
yeah.
trees in
yeah.
that area. Okay, it's supposed to be pretty heavily forested, mountainous area. Okay, they were driving down the road, looked off to the side, and here was this object sitting there just above the ground.
Right.
Object of some type. Okay, one of the guys, for some unknown reason, bailed out of the truck and started running towards it, which turns out to be this Walt guy.
Right.
Okay, a blue light beam came from the craft and hit him and knocked him down to the ground. And the rest of them, thinking that they were going to do the same thing to them, took off in the truck. And they got down a ways, I guess, and got their senses together and kind of creeped back, everything was gone. However, I couldn't get any time on that lapse there when they left and when they came back.
Now, his brother gave me that, and I don't remember what it was. I think it was around 20 minutes or something. It seems incredible.
Yeah. Well, you know, depending on how scared they were.
Right.
And, okay, the time I got is 5:30, quarter to 6, on a very clear evening just after dark. Now, the Sheriff's Department has searched the area for the last 3 days and come up with nothing.
Right.
Now, that's a story I got from McDonald.
Anderson said that they'd gone in there with dogs and the whole bit, helicopters, and looked over everything. Now, I asked him what the overall reaction was to these witnesses to this thing, and actually, he didn't get a chance to get to them right away because the police were holding back. But when they finally notified him, why, then he started working on it and talking to the witnesses who were there. And he said these guys, which were all mature young men, boy, they were just had the hell scared out of them. And the crew boss, apparently he went back every time somebody went in to do any investigating, he went with them so they'd get the right spot. And he says that every time he went back in there, he'd pass out. Unless we've got an awful lot of good actors down there, I would assume that something very traumatic happened that has left a scar on the minds of these guys, and every time they go into the area, why, it affects them.
Now, I also called this marshal down in Taylor again, and he didn't have anything new to add. Other than we did talk about the witnesses and everything, and he seems to know a couple of them, and or by name anyhow. And he says that he couldn't really vouch, you know, for them as far as their personal character or anything like that, but he says they evidently did have some kind of an experience.
Uh-huh.
And they're all just milling around waiting for that polygraph test in the morning. So, I don't know. And another thing, somebody from Illinois, which I assume would be somebody connected with Hynek, called for information and told them to give this deputy said that they were just being swamped by people calling, you know.
Yeah, it's out in the news now, you know.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Well, I heard it on Cairo radio down here.
Okay. But anyhow, somebody in Illinois told the officer to refer anybody calling in about it or anything, the number, which is supposed to be for police only.
Uh-huh.
Where it was given out to the public, so, which sounds kind of unusual for Hynek.
I'm surprised they don't have somebody down in that area.
Yeah, right.
And APRO is supposed to be working with him, too.
Well, maybe they're just in touch. And,
yeah.
Being as they're right there in Tucson. Okay, at any rate, there has been quite a few citizens call in with sightings during that period of time.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him about this, you know, just to check. And he said, by God, yeah. He said, we've been getting a lot of calls from citizens reporting things at that time or before or after. You know, things in the sky or UFOs or whatever you want to call them.
Uh-huh.
He says, quote him. And I said, okay, how about, could you give me any names or phone numbers or anything like that on these people? And he said, well, he didn't see any reason why not, but at the time he couldn't locate it.
Uh-huh.
But he does have a list. He says, what they're doing, he says, they're not investigating any of them. They're just taking their names, phone numbers, addresses, what they saw, and they're going to get back to them later on in the investigation.
I see.
So the next time I call, I told him I'd call within the next day or so, possibly Tuesday, when this polygraph thing is over, and he's going to give me that list.
Amen. Good.
So that may help considerably.
Yeah. Very good.
If at that time somebody hasn't put the squash on him, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's all out in the open now, I don't see, unless they would do it just for political purposes.
Well, at first, when I called, he said, yeah, right. He says, I have a little statement written up here that we're allowed to give out, and that's all.
Oh.
So he gave me a little statement, which didn't tell me nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got talking to him and told him where I was at and where I worked and everything, and then he kind of eased up, and I got the rest of this stuff out of him, so. And then I asked him if it'd be available to me, you know, when I called back, and he said, sure, he didn't see any reason why not.
Oh, that's great.
So possibly we'll get some more names and addresses of somebody that saw some at the same time.
Yeah, this Anderson said that there was another woman that he knew of that had seen an object at the same time, fairly nearby. So I would imagine, being that they had beautiful weather down there, that a lot of people had seen things.
Heck yeah. Well, okay. Seems like he got more than I got there.